Any other sort of colourful characters growing up in the Valley?
Loads of them. Well, there's Mark Pennington, who you grew up just when he grew up. He lived down the road a little bit. He came a little bit later, but Jan Rotman, Helen's husband, he was Dutch. He had the most macabre sense of humour. And April Fool's Day was fraught because I know one day he got this life-size model of a man and floated it upside down in the Pennington's pond. So they looked out in the water and went, there's someone. And he'd do stuff like wire up the toilet seat to the car horn. So when his wife sat on the toilet, the horn come off. He had the whole bust of Hitler, I think, and he was an architect, and he was very, very artistic and creative, and they had a son, and he had this jack in a box, and instead of, you know, being a clown jumping out, it was this you open the box, and out on the spring jumps this really disgusting looking rat with blood flecks all over it and claws. Just appalling. It was Monty Python. The whole place was total Monty Python. It was never a dull moment, that's for sure. Oh, well, the Valley was full of crazies. It really was. There was all sorts of very interesting people. Betty Purdy, who just lived over there, she made a bigger than life size, a Virgin Mary for a neighbour over here out of concrete. In fact, we were due to... Because Vince Dunbar, Betty made it for his wife, and she died, and then Vince just moved last year, and the Virgin Mary is still sitting in his garden, you see, and he wanted us to have it, but it weighs about 600 kilos, so we can't figure out how to actually move that. And there was all these male dinners, and Mum can talk to you about it. They used to have these male dinners where the men would cook for, and they'd have all these dinners. They had all sorts of social things like that. They had the progressive dinner, they had the male dinner, there was the Guy Fawkes. Probably every couple of months there would be some sort of social thing. But as a kid, you sort of hear about it, but you never actually went to them. That's right. And of course, there's the country club that was up there. Mum worked there, and I used to work there too as a. In my young, I think that's how I had all these ghastly rugby teams. I was waitressing, and when you're 15 and they're giving you a hard time, you learn how to like give it back, sort of thing. There's the country club. Oh, Roy Callaghan, actually, he'd be a good person to talk to. Roy, there was all sorts of shenanigans with all that lot, the horsey lot. There'd be, you know, dynamite blown, horses galloping up and down the valley rows, and wild parties, and all sorts of things. You know, you'd always hear horses, and they'd be cowboys up, cowboying, galloping up and down the roads at 3 a.m. and stuff.
Were there ever any times of serious trouble? I mean, any times when people sort of...
No.
Maybe people coming from outside of the valley?
It's more the crazy drivers screaming down the road 100,000, you know, crashing. There's been a few... There's been actually fatal ones, but there's been a heck of a lot of crashes in the valley roads because they're just... boy racer types coming in. I think most people surprisingly got off scot-free. I'm not quite sure how, but apart from there's a few tragedies there, certainly some gunners, one shot over here and down the road, young teenage boys, accidents, and but I think every community has its tragedies and its happy times, and but there certainly was the social circle was definitely pretty much in the valley. But I think you'd have to talk to Mum, the older people, to find out those details. They were always going off to something. There was always, because we'd always go and stay as kids. You'd go and sleep somewhere for the night at someone else's house. So you have one person looking after 10 kids or something like that. You'll sleep on the floor, or whatever.